You there. Halt. Go no further. Whilst from your dress I cannot determine your sex, I can easily surmise the nature of your intentions, and must advise you to turn back. You are still a loyal citizen to your British colony, and will be disowning your own country were you to spill this Kool-Aid. The Crown has well provided for you, and surely you must consider such an act of treason unspeakable.
Oh, yeah! Fuck yeah, it is! Unspeakably awesome! Right, bitch?
What on earth? Who the bloody hell are you?
Who does it look like, bitch? I'm the motherfucking Kool-Aid Man!
I know no being by such a name, nor do I ever hope to meet one again. You're so monstrous that you're beyond imagination.
We'll get used to it, baby. American capitalism is here to fucking stay, and there is nothing that you Brits can do about it. Now you, bitch in the lame-o costume, dump that motherfucking Kool-Aid in the harbor. I promise, baby, it'll be worth it. I'm a sign of all the totally awesome things to come.
No, I assure you that this is still a most unwise decision, sir or ma'am. There is absolutely nothing to be gained from such an action. And do you truly wish to trust the opinion of a giant cylindrical vat over a royal guard?
Whatever, Mr. Tight Knickers. Listen, bitch, ain't you been listening to your founding fathers? No taxes unless you voted on that shit. It ain't fair that they making you pay for this damn fine Kool-Aid. So dump it, you loser. Show 'em who's boss.
Oh, cease with your nonsense. Such taxes are common and will remain common. You're surely not so naive as to think that any nation would completely abolish this practice. Should the Patriots have their way and gain independence, their country would in all likelihood continue such traditions. Unless they intend on granting suffrage to even those who are not citizens, they will only repeat that which they claim to uphold.
We ain't perfect, bitch. Nobody is. But fuck that British aristocracy. All men are fucking created equal, baby!
A sentiment that in itself excludes at least half the population. And in its current context, only applies to wealthy landowners. Honestly, why bother with the Kool-Aid at all? All that you'll be doing is trading one aristocracy for another.
Listen, bitch, equality is a radical idea. It may take a while to catch on, but US of A, we do it best, baby!
I cannot claim to know what the future holds, but I have a strong suspicion that such a promise will not be kept.
Ah, fuck off, dude! In America, bitch, we always keep our promises.
I suppose that might explain why you will still all likely be wed to the same document 300 years from now. Speaking of which, you might suggest to those aforementioned founding fathers to take a little more care with their comma placement. I can imagine some clauses might be cause for confusion if you were to so senselessly rely upon a singular document to determine the fate of your nation-state.
Bruh, at least we fucking try to stand for something. Bitch, dump that Kool-Aid, or do you want to stay with Sir Stiff Upper Lip? Because fuck that. Oh, yeah! Emotions are great, and us Americans wear them proud.
We believe it is important to maintain a countenance of civility. Hence not dumping Kool-Aid into an otherwise clear harbor. If you wish to make a point, then there are proper channels. Perhaps if you wrote a politely worded letter.
Man, fuck this shit! Bitch, I'm telling you, in a couple centuries, those pricks will have the same problems we do. So at least let yourself live without a stick up your ass. Dump the Kool-Aid. Dump the Kool-Aid. Oh, fucking yeah!
Will you please cease with your yelling? You will not convince anyone with such antics. Oh yeah, or otherwise.
Alright, enough of this shit. Bitch, listen. I see that damn smirk on your face. I know that you got a thing for some damn fine cherry Kool-Aid. So I'll tell you what, dump that powder into the water and I'll fuck you in whatever random orifice you want. Oh, yeah! I got the goods, I promise ya!
Sir, or ma'am, while I have no idea as to what your proclivities might be, I must advise you against indulging in this abomination. Surely you cannot possibly enjoy getting taken by that creature. Dump the Kool-Aid if you must, but please do not engage.
Hey, bro! Fuck you! Come on, babe, I know that you want this cock. Dump it, dump it, dump it!
Honestly, if you...
Oh, yeah! That's fucking right, bitch! Oh, yeah, I could kiss you! Now, fuck it, I will kiss you!
My eyes know not what is before them.
yeah, bitch, that's it. Whip out my hard glass Kool-Aid filled cock. I'm gonna spill my juices all over you.
I should turn my hand, yet I remain transfixed on this preposterous image that lies before me. I have no words to explain my unrest.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Oh, yeah. Fucking take it. Take my wet hard cock like a drug takes sweet cherry Kool-Aid.
Can't understand their attraction, yet the passion is so unfathomably large. It truly boggles the mind. It would be wondrous if it weren't so horrifying.
Bitch, I'm getting close. Oh, yeah, bitch. Are you ready to feel my delicious cum inside of you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you better be fucking ready, bitch.
My mind is in no way prepared for this scene. I will forever spend the remainder of my days seeking to understand its purpose. I will hold every and no regret.
Oh, yeah. Come with me. Fucking come with me.
Is this truly our world's future?
Oh, yeah.
If so, I'm not sure that I wish to know it.
Baby, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna... Oh! Oh, yeah!
And so much Kool-Aid has been spilled here today.
Oh, yeah.
For better or for worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bitch, you're fucking amazing.
I suppose I should take my leave of you now, although you've long been blind to my presence. It seems appropriate to give you a moment of solitude. And by all means, spill more tea and Kool-Aid, if you would like. I no longer care about your loyalty to the crown. The colony's strife seems petty in comparison to the awe of what I've just witnessed. Good day to you both.
Come on, bitch. Are you ready for round two? Oh yeah, baby. Let freedom fucking ring.